This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we considered what often happens when you lift up and honor the name of Jesus. His name is a stumbling stone to some and a rock of offense to others. So don't be surprised if you're opposed or persecuted. I believe this will become a more common experience for Christians. Many throughout the world have experienced this as a way of life. So don't be surprised when it happens to you. In fact, Peter points out in 1 Peter 4:12 that we should not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed. Paul says the same thing in Romans 8:17. Listen again. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. It's one thing to be in His presence in glory. This is saying far more than that. Listen again, that we may also share in His glory. Instead of focusing on our suffering, Paul suggests we should focus on glory. He declares in verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. This reminds me of what John wrote in his first epistle, chapter 3. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure.